Okay, so I have a personal request from the Frying Man. Frying Man! To do something on dedication. Lamatorium! So, I'm gonna talk a little bit about that. I talked about lucid dream count before and about how hard it is at specific points to lose your motivation and everything. And so this leaves you at a point where you wonder, like, what actually does it take to actually be dedicated? If you're going to lose your motivation anyways, what's the best way to stay motivated? And honestly, it's dedicating yourself to something is not a very good subject for this age. I mean, we're looking at a time when 50% of marriages fail, and the number is rising. It's even higher among everybody else that's not just a normal man and woman getting married. For instance, homosexuals or any other country, it's even higher. Or most every other country, I don't want to say every, but most countries, it's even higher. And so you look at that and you say, oh, what's the problem? We can't dedicate ourselves to something. As soon as things get hard, we always leave. Every time. And it's the thing is that sometimes everything sucks. And I don't mean like everything sucks at one point. I mean like sometimes there's a point in every single thing's time that it's going to just suck and it doesn't matter and you don't want to do it. Right? There are times that I just like, eh, screw it, I don't even want to be married anymore. You know, like same idea. And we are told that we don't really need to dedicate ourselves. We're just, especially my age kids, we're just figuring things out. Just, oh, they're just figuring things out. So instead of teaching our kids dedication, we teach them to experience everything that they can. And I think that dedication is good. And I also think experiencing things is good. I go management time over experiencing new things anytime, any day. I think that it's good to learn how to manage time. I did a personality test thing that said that I was ENFP, if you guys know the 16 personalities, which basically means that I'm a dreamer. The world is too small for me. Or too big for me and too small for me at the same time. I want everything that this world has to offer and I want to experience it. One of the main things that I thought was funny that it said was that they pick up random hobbies that don't matter. They work harder on things that don't matter than things that do matter. Either way, so the thing that I've read, which is pretty spot on about my personality, said that I have trouble dedicating myself to things unless something is kind of meaningless, which I thought was pretty funny. I have a lot of troubles with staying dedicated to things, but it's something that I've worked on. We also have a hard time focusing. Generally, it says that you want to work in an environment where you're meeting with people at a regular basis because connection to people and socializing and all that type of stuff are your forte. And I thought it was interesting because I am wanting to be a pastor, which is not the most, like, you know, be on time, focus hard, you know, if you get the numbers wrong, you're screwed type of thing, you know, you have someone else do your numbers. Stuff like that, but your main deal is working with people. That's what I've always told about the ministry, is that ministry is working with people. Ministry is people. So I just thought it was funny because how spot on it was. But then a lot of the weaknesses are things that I've worked on since I was a kid, mainly because personality type, there's no one that's called INTP. And it is a very structured, meticulously hardworking. And see, that's another thing, is they were all like, they all said that you can be hardworking with all of these, it's just different people shine. And it was interesting because that was the one that my dad got, and I'm like, man, like, I have had this like structure and all sorts of things like just banged into my head since I was a kid because that's how my dad rolls. But it's just quite interesting just looking at that. I would recommend, it's called 16 Personalities. It's made by a bunch of psychologists. I don't know. They basically say that there's only 16 different personality type traits. And either way, yeah, so it's very, very good. I quite enjoyed it. But looking at that, I can see that dedication is one of my strong suits, but it's something I've been taught. And so it's something that I struggle with lucid dreaming every day, but it's something that other people may even be better at just from the start, but they're not taught it at all. They're taught that you pretty much don't have to stay dedicated to anything until after you're 30, then you're an adult. I've been told by many people that you shouldn't get married until after you're 25 because you're going to change so much. And I love the fact that I'm married now because I am going to change so much and I want to change with my wife. But either way, looking at lucid dreaming and how this affects that is staying dedicated to something is not staying motivated. It's doing it no matter what, if you're motivated or not. It's basically your resolve to continue doing it. I don't know if you guys watch Bleach, but resolve is that cool part whenever like his eyes go whenever he does Getsuga Tensho the first time. Oh man, that was sexy. I'm not attracted to guys, but I am attracted to anime attacks. Oh my gosh, that would be an awesome t-shirt. Anime attacks, give me a hat. I'm not going to say it, but you know what it is. I try to keep these not inappropriate, but it's very difficult too. Anyways, the idea is to just, you have to continue on no matter what. And there's good ways to stay dedicated, have a friend help you. And that's one of the things that Christianity has a very meaning, a very good thing, and it's very biblical, but a lot of people don't realize it's biblical, is they think that a lot of people think we're supposed to just confess our sins to one another just because, but the confessing your sins one to another is to keep you accountable, and to stay dedicated to the cause, because if you, like, basically, if you're talking to somebody, you say, oh man, I didn't sleep at all last night, purposefully, about lucid dreaming, then they say, man, you gotta get that in shape, come on, let's do this, we gotta get some lucid dreams, and this, you know, you wanna have kind of an accountability partner for lucid dreaming, you know, and then of course, you know, you'd be like, oh man, I couldn't get to sleep at all last night, it's terrible, could you, you know, help me with that, can you give me any tips, or anything like that, it's the same exact thing, and it's one of the most fundamental things for Christianity, is that if you lone soldier is a dead soldier. Which sounds terrible, but I love it. That's what I always tell Christians that aren't going to church and stuff like that. It's like, man, you're going to die out alone in the battlefield. But same thing with lucid dreaming. Until you get to a certain point, you're going to really, really, really need people around you. If you have troubles with dedication, that's one thing I notice is a lot of people will get, like, they'll join lucid dreaming and then they'll leave and then they'll come back and be like, oh, yeah, I've been lucid dreaming and practicing for the last couple of years. I just haven't been here, you know? It's like, man, you have something I don't. You have some form of dedication that I cannot just pull out of nowhere. I have so much trouble with, right? So I love having people. I try to get to know a lot of people on Dream Views. I talk to people constantly about lucid dreaming. I talk to my friends about lucid dreaming, people at work about it, you know? Just try to get people. Try to get people to talk to me about it so that I can tell them how I'm doing and stuff like that, more for me than for them. So that's something. Gotta pause for a bit. So yeah, I'm sorry that I'm using Christianity as a idea for this. It's the closest thing I know to dedication because it's something I've been dedicated to. Which is interesting. I'm actually dedicating my son in a couple of weeks. I'm not doing it. My pastor's doing it. But either way, it's a good thing because that's actually exactly what I was going to move on to. I was randomly saying that, but exactly what I was moving on to next is the most important thing about being dedicated to something. The best way to start, or not the best way to start, the best and most important time is the very beginning, right? Whenever we raise our children, the very beginning, the first 4 years of your life is when your kids learn the most, right? Whenever people turn to becoming Christians, the first is whenever we tell them, look, it's not a sin to do this and this and this and this, but you should cut off those ties for now. It's not a sin to listen to bad music, but you should stay away from it for now, right? We tell them all that type of stuff. But the problem is that we don't say it like that. That's how I tell people, you know? You should cut all ties for a little while and just work on this until you're completely dedicated to it, right? We'll work on defending the faith and witnessing to other people later. Right now, you need to get your connection, right? So I would say starting off lucid dreaming, it's very important to, I mean, don't listen to normal music. Listen to lucid dreaming music all the time, right? Don't, I mean, you want to figure out which ones are your friends you can tell about lucid dreaming, see if you can get any of them into it. If not, then obviously we have Dream Views, which is a forum dedicated to teaching people how to lucid dream. And then, of course, you always have your elders, people that have been lucid dreaming for a lot longer. but it's just, the whole idea is to surround yourself with it. Now, after a while, like, after you're dedicated to lucid dreaming, you changed your mindset of life towards lucid dreaming, because that is what it takes. It does not take some RCs and some DJing to do it, some reality checks and dream journaling. I should probably not use that. use as many acronyms whenever I'm talking. I'm dialing and this, I just sound like a nerd over here if anybody ever hears me. Anyways, you just, you want to, at the beginning, at least, especially, you want every night you are going to bed on time and getting up on time, right? And that is very important. You've got to change your mindset. And after you have a couple hundred lucid dreams, it really, your mindset has changed so much that you don't need to go to bed on time every single night. It's good. It will be better for you if you do, but you don't need to, right? Like, I've been a Christian for quite a while, and it's not going to kill me to not read my Bible one day, or it's not going to kill me to miss church one week. You know, I'm not going to go get involved with drugs and go have sex with people that aren't my wife, you know? None of that's going to happen if I miss church one day. But it is a fade away, right? Say I miss church one week, say I miss church 10 weeks, right? And then I'm not reading my Bible anymore, and I don't even, you know, Bible doesn't really say that much about not cheating on your wife. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, so you have the same thing with lucid dreaming. Okay, so I missed one day of sleeping. Well, not that big of a deal. I missed 10 days of sleeping. Now you're not even having lucid dreams, really. Or you are. That is another big problem I've noticed, is that wait time. A lot of times, whenever you stop your technique, it'll continue working for a few days. So you think that you're doing fine until you hit that point where all of a sudden you're not getting any dreams at all. And now you've realized that you've faded away from dreaming completely. Now, the good thing is just like with Christianity, is it's really easy to jump back into the swing of things, unless you've been away for a really long time. If you've been away for like a year, you can just jump right back into the swing of things if you've been dedicated before with it. So the most important time is the start. I mean, I want you to like live and breathe lucid dreaming. And I know that's not what you signed up for. And that's why I'm trying to tell everybody as soon as they sign up. I just tell them, hey, look, it's a huge commitment. If you don't have it, then leave. And I don't think Dream Views would like me telling people that. So I try not to tell too many people that. But it is a huge commitment. If you actually want to have good lucid dreams, you're gonna have to get it on. Just, dude, you can back up. This dude is just like sitting in the middle of the intersection. He doesn't know what to do. There's no one behind him. Like, he can actually back up and get out of it. Almost got nailed by a semi. So, anyways, so dedicating yourself. It's very, very important. You want to really, really focus all of your energy on it. And later on, whenever you get better at putting all your attention, you can burn out from lucid dreaming. You can put too much effort so that it's just like, oh, all my intent is gone. And then you have like a night where you just can't sleep. Even if you get to sleep, you can't even remember dreams. You're just, your mind is so burnt out. But at first, you can't put that much effort because you don't know how to. And I'm not saying you're dumb, I'm just saying you haven't practiced. And people always say to take breaks from lucid dreaming. I wouldn't recommend more than a one-night break, ever. I say keep working on it. If you're, always do a bunch of techniques that, you can do as many techniques as you want, but make sure it's the techniques that you can do every single day. Because if you're doing a bunch of techniques that you can only do once a month or whatever, then you're going to burn out. Because if those are working, then you're going to want to do them more often. And what if they're these crazy techniques that make it very difficult? That being said, things like tournaments and stuff, you can put in some extra if you need to. Like, do your techniques more, or try a new technique and see if, how well it would work if you replace this current one. I'm not 100% resigned to using my technique. It works really well if I can get some sleep. Last night my baby was up, and so every time I went to sleep, I was just like, dreams getting more vivid, more aware, wake up because the baby's crying. Over and over, it was terrible. And so, I do not recommend newborn babies for lucid dreaming, but that's all I've had since I got started lucid dreaming. Like, literally, I am. And pregnant wives, both of those things are terrible for lucid dreaming. And yet, I persist. But yeah, stay the course. Fight the good fight. But yeah, so keep things in your life that will remind you of lucid dreaming whenever you have time. Like, you know, watch TV shows that remind you of lucid dreaming. Anime, so lucid dreaming-ish. I love it. That's why a lot of us watch anime. That's why a lot of people that watch anime like lucid dreaming. Man, I need to move to Japan. What if, like, everyone in Japan lucid dreams? We just don't know because we don't speak Japanese. There would be animes about it. There actually is a manhwa about it. Like a Korean one about a dude realizing he's dreaming inside a dream. Kind of. Anyways, I think that's about it. If you have any more questions about this specific subject, go ahead and ask. I won't beat you with a stick for asking questions. And bye.